Skype of Cthulhu presents Call of Cthulhu Campaign. Flotsam and Jetsam. Bottoms up.
Nice. Okay, so you are you have all done such a wonderful job for Mr. Elijah Cleaver. You know, you come back, you give him this stellar report, although there were no pictures. And I'm very, very disappointed, Mr. Yarborough. I thought I was pretty clear about needing pictures for the newspaper story.
Well, you were, sir, but, you know, I was planning on kind of giving a detailed sketch or two. Would that work?
I think that if you could get on that, we probably do something with that. Yes. All right. We can do something with that.
All right.
So, but I have another, since you are there in Arkham, I have a good friend there, Miss Rose Cummings. She's at the hotel there in Arkham, the Miskatonic hotel, and I would like you to go over and talk to her. She's in the need of some investigators to look into a problem that she has. Some of her men are missing, and she turned to me. We've been good friends for many years, and so I thought that, you know, I immediately thought of you guys, that you could go and see if you could give her some help. There might even be a story in it. It sounds intriguing. If you wouldn't mind.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm really developing my nose for news, sir. I think this would be a great, great job for the crack team. Can I ask you a question, though? When you say she's missing her men, does she mean like her sons and her husband and people like that, or?
Some of her employees.
Okay. At the hotel. She owns the hotel.
Oh, no. She's staying there. You can find her at the Hotel Miskatonic. She works for the Moxie Soda Company.
Moxie. I drink that all the time. That's great.
She'll be glad to hear that.
Sorry, we're not going to get Moxie to sponsor us because of that, but it's not good. And I've been to the Moxie Museum. So,
oh, have you?
Oh, yeah. It's in Maine.
Are you familiar with a restaurant called Cracker Barrel?
Oh, yes. They're all over the place.
Yeah. So I was in one not too long ago, and I almost grabbed some Moxie to try it, but maybe I'm glad I didn't. It was orange? Is it all orange?
Oh, no. The stuff I'm thinking of is sort of a dark color to it.
All right. We probably
should have some other time.
Yeah.
Oh, I was muted. There we go. We were discussing that Moxie at one point was on par to compete with Coke at about the same time and with about the same result that Bangor was on par to compete with Boston.
Ah.
Did it have
drugs like cocaine in it?
Who knows? But they were both at similar levels of success, and then both Moxie and Bangor were the also rans.
All right.
But at this time, it's already an also ran actually. I think. Anyway, sorry.
All right. So, you assemble the crack team, I'm assuming?
Absolutely. Sure. If they're all willing again. And maybe Mr. Elliot, right? Maybe Mr. Elliot, do you think the paper could spring for a camera if you want some real photographs?
Well, I'll see if that's in my budget.
I'll keep my sketchbook handy.
Okay. All right. So you roll up to the Hotel Miskatonic, And you are directed to the top floor suite of Miss Rose for Miss Rose Cummings. She is very smartly dressed. She's stylish, but not flashy. Her hair is bobbed, but she is all business. I work for Moxie. I understand that you work for Strange But True.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I've been friends with Mr. Cleaver for a long time, and I'm hoping that you can give me some help. Some of my employees have turned up missing, and she hands you the first newspaper clipping that you have there in the notes.
Does she point to the Bolton one or the Larchmont one? Larchmont.
The Bolton one. Is it readable, or do you need me to read it?
Oh, yeah. No, a second body has been discovered in the bandits' graveyard of sunken automobiles in the Miskatonic River near Wilmington. Both bodies are lashed to the steering wheels of wrecked and submerged machines. One of the dead men was thought to be white and the other a Negro. Continued on page 12.
Oh, no, the whole latest news flashes are continued on page 12.
Oh, good. Okay. So I turn to page 12 and there's nothing more there.
There's nothing on there. But as you turn to page 2, you can see it starts with Bolton Soda Company takes flight to takes fight to Goliaths. Can you read it?
I can. I expanded it. Bolton Soda Company takes flight to Goliaths, Bolton, October 15th. Most residents of the Miskatonic Valley region will be pleasantly recall having at some time enjoyed the refreshing tonics and sodas produced by the local brewery, Bolton Brewing Company. Some may even dimly recall their much-acclaimed harder brews, now a memory thanks to Volstead. It seems that a modern shift towards cheaper long-distance haulage has meant that the bigger-name manufacturers from cities like Providence, Boston, and even as far away as Maine, like Bangor, are now selling their bottles of soda in our region rather than our humble local producer. A recent poll by the Advertiser even showed that the popularity of the California-made brand Pup Lee Pep exceeds that of Bolton's fine produce. Not content with lying down and acceding to these out-of-state Goliaths, the Bolton Brewery is taking up the fight as David by launching a new range of flavors that go well beyond the traditional selection. From next week, many stores in Arkham, Kingsport, Aliasburg, Ipswich, and Bolton will stock the new beverages. In addition to their traditional cherry soda, orange soda, ginger ale, and cola, thirsty patrons will now be able to buy the exotic Dingella Bean Soda and Moon Tree Ale. The Advertiser wishes the local operator well in this brave endeavor, which will help continue in the trades off.
Then there's another image.
Oh, well, I didn't get
which
that
which I have enlarged for you.
Well, there you go. Oh, I'm doing a separate document. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, I can read it.
Yep.
So the Advertiser wishes the local operator well in this brave endeavor, which will help guarantee continued work for the dozens employed at the Bolton plant, though one wonders whether such unusual ingredients will be locally grown by Miskatonic Valley farmers or grown elsewhere and trucked in. Ugh, one does wonder.
One does wonder. And so perhaps I hired a couple of men to go and do some investigating. And now those men have been found in the bottom of the Miskatonic River. I can't. Of course, that area of the river is well known for gangland dumping of bodies. So there is a small chance that they were involved in something, but I don't buy it. I think that the Walshes, the owners of the Bolton Brewing Company, are behind this, and I would like some answers. Maybe they weren't family men, but they have mothers who deserve to know what happened to their boys. And I want to know what they found. And why anybody would do this over soda.
Maybe it was some of those soda bootleggers I'm always hearing about. Those guys are kind of tough.
We did meet some bootleggers in Ipswich.
That's true.
They were not so tough.
Not as tough as those other guys in the black suits.
Yeah.
Well, what I'd really like is some concrete evidence to take to the cops. You know, it would have been one thing if they would have roughed him up. And I wouldn't say that I would go as far as they were involved in espionage, but yeah, killing two guys over soda. And from what I hear, they died horribly. You know, I think you should take a trip down to the coroner's office to take a look at the body of Henry Manis. He didn't die easily. Jacob Thompson, my other guy, he was killed about a couple weeks ago, and they say he looked just the same.
So you have some men get killed, and now you would like us to join them?
No. Some men were killed, and I want to find out what Charles and Delia Walsh, the owners of the Bolton Brewing Company, had to do with it.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a picture of this this gentleman you want us to identify? Or not to identify, but at least, you know, make sure it's him.
Oh, sure. And she gives you a picture of Henry Manis. I also, here's the address of the green boarding house that they were staying at on the French Hill. I had paid for them to rent the rooms for 3 months, so their effects should still be there.
Oh. What hill? Manis? Sorry, too many names. Green boarding house on what hill?
French Hill.
French Hill.
And let me see. The body of Manis, and there was another guy who was dead too, right? Another gentleman?
Yes. Yes. I'm just making sure that I have the names right. Turn the page.
Ah, because the article doesn't give names.
Okay. Jacob Thompson and Henry Manis.
Okay. Imagine she gives us pictures of both, right?
Thompson.
Yes.
Jacob, this is a little too close to home.
Well, Jacob was killed a few weeks ago, so you won't find him there.
And you said you paid for 3 months worth of boarding at the hotel. How long were they there again on the job?
About 6 weeks.
Okay. Maybe 6 weeks left, right?
Right.
Okay. Archie, do you know anybody in the police office?
Oh, one or two. I'm sorry, Miss Cummings?
Yes.
Just one last question, just so we understand exactly what you're looking for here. If it comes down to a choice between finding out what those two young boys found out or finding out who killed them, what is your preference? I'm just trying to understand. Well, I understand you want both, of course. But if it comes down to this business or revenge, where is your sentiments lie?
That is a hard line. I am going to choose business, but revenge is sweet.
Excellent. Thank you.
I'll be in Arkham a few more days before I have to head back to Boston for some business, but I'll be back to check in.
How far is Bolton?
It is just a few miles away from Arkham.
And she's from Boston.
Yes.
Okay. And she sent them from Boston and then came to Arkham to sort of look into afterwards recently. She's only been here a couple days or whatever.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, that makes all good sense.
I guess one point of clarification. Jacob was killed a few weeks ago, and Henry Manis is the body we're looking into. He didn't turn up a few weeks ago. He turned up a few days, maybe, and that's what brought her down to Ark. Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And did Mr. Manis say anything about Mr. Thompson missing?
He sent a report saying he had gone missing, but that he was going to carry on.
But no information about when or how or anything that he went missing.
Nothing clear.
Okay.
You could make a psychology poll.
Okay.
Miss Psychologist.
41. I'll spend a point of luck on that. It's a success.
She definitely knows more, and she has a lot more interest in Bolton Brewing than she is letting on.
I think, Miss Cummings, that the more we know before we start, the more likely we are to bring you success.
I think that's probably true, so a trip to the morgue is probably a good place to start.
Well, that is very good, but the things that you know, that you have learned from Mr. Manis, or that you have learned about these Bolton Brewers?
Well, you see that they're making new flavors. I just think that there's something fishy going on.
Do you think that they are perhaps something illegal in the soda?
I think that that's an excellent idea.
Yeah. Obviously, Innsmouth blood. And Manis, so... I'm sorry, but Manis said that Jacob, Mr. Thompson, disappeared several weeks ago, and all he said was, what, that he didn't show up from work someday, or?
Was really... The only thing I would get from them are very cryptic reports. They're
Would you
unsettling.
Like to share them with us?
I don't have them with me, but when I come back from Boston, I will bring them.
Ah, okay.
If there's nothing else, I will... Get a report from you in a few days?
A very cryptic and useless one, yes.
If we remember to bring it, of course.
Yes.
I guess we usher her out.
We usher ourselves out.
Oh, yes.
We're in her room.
Yeah. We'll stay here and guard the room.
Exactly.
And don't you worry, Mrs. Cummings. Any friend of Mr. Cleaver's a friend of ours. We'll get what you need.
Why, thank you, Mr. Yarborough.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just one last question. The green boarding house... Do you happen to have the key to that, or how would we? Can you call ahead so they know we're coming? I don't want to spend a lot of time arguing with the front desk person to get access to the room.
I believe that the landlady I'll give her a call and let her know that you're coming. Constance Green.
Do you have a business card or something that might, you know, with the Moxie company heading or something on it, that might open a few doors for us as well, ma'am?
Well, I wouldn't want you to...
Yes, we don't want your card. Thank you.
Whoa!
No, I'm just saying that people that seem to work for you disappear. Maybe we don't want to be carrying a identification, young Jacob, that we are working. These are dangerous times. We must be careful.
I thought you pointed out last scenario you were barely older than I am.
Yes, but I feel much older than you.
Yes.
Golly, Judy. My days of punching professors are long gone.
Mine have barely begun.
Thank heaven.
All right, gentlemen.
So we I guess retire to the coffee shop at the first floor of the hotel.
Perfect.
Well, I'd like to make my way over to the Green Boarding House
in Bolton, but where do we have to go? To the coroner's office in Bolton or in here in Arkham?
I think we need to go down to Bolton.
Is Bolton big enough to have its own police force and coroner? Or do they use the county or what's that?
They use the county coroner, so that's here in St. Mary's Hospital in Arkham. Bolton does have its own police force.
You have any contact with those guys before, Archie? You know anybody down in Bolton on the force? Might be friendly?
I really don't know.
I'm sure you have cop talk. Oh, wait, wrong game.
Yeah.
All right, you're from New York, yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a long way from New York, right?
Yep.
Gotcha. Tiny Bolton.
Well, perhaps instead of announcing our employer, perhaps we could say that we know the missing people from the university somehow.
But these people...
they're from Boston also.
Yeah.
Well, they could be going. Arkham's right near Boston. They could be going to school here, or a relative of a university folk or something.
Well, were they private investigators that you sent down? We're already gone, aren't we? We're down in the coffee shop.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. When she said her men, yeah. They don't.
Yeah.
They maybe don't
it's fine. We can just ask questions. We don't need to explain why.
Yeah. They'll be used to out-of-towners, I'm sure, in Little Bolton.
Well, no, of course, the coroner is here in Arkham, but you can go and... But yes, then we should go to...
The coroner's here in Arkham. I'm sorry, when she said police force, I thought she was saying all that stuff is there. The coroner's here in Arkham, view the body, then go on down to Bolton and take care of business.
Yep.
Yeah. And Jacob smacks his fist into his hand.
The Green Boarding House is also in Arkham.
Oh.
Yes, French Hill in Arkham. Sorry, I should.
Right. You should have.
Yes.
We are embarrassed for you.
Yes. My bad.
It's almost like your memory's starting to slip, like an old man.
And that is perhaps
that's
why
in character
came to Arkham.
And out of character. Yes, thank you. Yes, so I would like to go to the Green Boarding House. I have no desire to go to the coroner's office.
I will go
yes,
to the coroner's
perhaps.
Office.
Jacob's
I will
have
something
a body.
For. Boarding house.
What was that, Jacob? You haven't seen a body before?
I've never seen a body before. Not one that wasn't turned into a moth. Or maybe I did last session. I don't know. I thought there was some shooting
no.
And then we ran.
Oh, maybe. So Yarborough and Archie is Farrier to the coroner. Okay.
Wonderful. Just keep your mouth shut, Yarbrough, and let me do the talking.
You got it, Mr. Farrier. I mean, Archie.
All right, we'll start with the morgue then. As I said, the Arkham morgue is located in the basement of St. Mary's Hospital. The coroner is Dr. Ephraim Sprague, is the Essex County Medical Examiner.
My preference would be to not talk to him.
All right. I'm just information.
Okay.
Perhaps there's an orderly at the desk we could, well.
Yes.
Archie could intimidate.
So we'll see. Don't need to intimidate everyone, Mr. Yarbrough. Watch and learn.
Oh, can I help you, gentlemen?
Good day. Your name is?
Missy Peterson.
Missy. Pleasure to meet you. Mr. Farrier, Mr. Yarbrough, formerly of the New York Police, are here to take a look at a couple bodies that you had come in recently. They may have been involved in some incidents in New York, and we need to have a look at them, see if we can identify them, and get some information on them, if you don't mind.
Oh, John Doe's? Oh, I don't know that we have any John Doe's on file. She flips through some paperwork. I don't know of any unidentified bodies in the morgue. We had somebody come in yesterday, but he was from Bolton, but he was identified, at least by the paper at work in his car.
Yep, that's the one we're talking about. We just need to see if that's our man from New York.
Oh, Mr. Manis. Oh, okay.
If you could just show us back, please.
Oh, you want to make a? You've fast talked her. It's just the way it is. And she does. She takes you back into the cold room, and she's just like, I'm told it's not pretty.
That's fine. I've had many years on the force. We're used to such things.
It's okay, ma'am. We're professionals.
Which one is it?
Serious face.
So she takes you to one of the drawers and opens it up. You see that, she pulls back the sheet and she gets kind of a little, she blanches. If you'd like to make your sanity rolls, please.
Yes,
I'd love to. Love to pass.
Pass as well.
How about a constitution roll there, Yarbrough?
Yeah, right. There's a little bit of,
Well, he's definitely strange looking, but maybe things that you've seen recently have prepared you. He's got some curious structural deformities in the face. He, you can see his jowls are protrude. His jaw is elongated. His teeth are kind of pulled back. His whole face is screwed into this look of horror. As you look down, you see that his hands and even his feet are also twisted and swollen.
Given the comments from Mr. Cleaver before, I will have brought my camera, so I will snap a few pictures.
And I will take out the before pictures that we have of this gentleman and kind of with shaky hands compare the two. It doesn't look like he was particularly heavy-jawed like this, I'm sure, in his first one.
No. I mean, it's definitely him, but he is certainly very altered. He looks more animalistic.
I'll snap a few extra pictures.
And I will turn away.
Might be able to sell those. So, Missy, what was the... Yep, I think this is our man. What did the examiner, Dr. Sprague, identify as the cause of death?
Let me see. There's the report. A heart attack.
I'll snap a couple pictures of Missy as well.
Nice.
Heart attack, huh? Interesting. What did he make of the these deformities?
I don't know. I don't know. I wasn't here when Mr. Sprague wrote the report.
What does it say in the report?
That they died of... It says, let's see. Well, here. It says that they were in the river for... probably less than 8 hours, and they were dead when submerged, and the cause was a heart attack.
Huh. What about the other fellow?
That was the thing, that they were both just about the same. I think Mr. Thompson wasn't quite so pronounced.
Have that report we could look at.
Is he here?
Oh no, he was here a couple weeks ago. He wouldn't keep that long.
Oh, okay. Reading that wrong.
Yeah, because the newspaper I thought said that there were two people
at
once.
Yep. But... Yeah, that's yeah. Nope. Going back and looking at it, it does say a second.
Oh, a second body has been discovered. Yes. Right. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yep. Yeah. No, that's where I was getting confused too, because I was. Yeah, you could kind of read that as they were together, but I guess that wouldn't make sense that they would both be lashed to the same steering wheel.
Right.
That would be awkward. Okay. The car did they pull the car out of the water?
I believe that the police did down in Bolton.
Okay, so they would have that. Great. Well, you've been very helpful, Missy. Thank you very much for your time.
Well, you're welcome, Mr. Ferrier.
Jacob heads to the door quickly.
Right. Mr. Kent and Miss LaForge.
Yes.
So you pull up to the Green boarding house. It's a small two-story structure. It's very clean and neat looking. It's pretty tidy, and when you ring the bell, a slight woman answers the door. Hello?
Yes, Mrs. Green, we were called about to come look at the room with the two missing boys.
From Miss Cummings?
Yes. I'm Professor Kent from the university. This is Professor LaForge.
Good afternoon. See. Good afternoon. Let me show you upstairs.
That would be lovely. Thank you. And as we're walking, I'm going to... Did you know the boys very well? Were they sociable with you and the other tenants? Or?
They were private men, I believe. They worked over in Bolton. They'd only been here a few weeks.
Hmm. Do you know where they came from originally?
Boston, maybe?
Oh, yes. Do you know if Mrs. Cummings, is she the one who made the reservation here, or did they do it?
Ms. Cummings rented the rooms.
Excellent.
So here you go. Or if you don't mind, I need to go downstairs and make a quick phone call. But you've got the keys now.
Thank you very much.
Did I notice where the phone was as we were? Is it the front hallway?
I am make an idea roll to see if you remember one there.
I do not. That's fine. I'm going to not step in immediately. I'm going to actually step away from the door and see if I can hear her conversation.
Oh, okay. Do you want to make a listen roll?
I do. I want to roll a 91.
Okay. It must be further into the house because you don't hear anything.
I will shrug and head inside.
All right. I will have already headed in.
Torn the place apart, yeah.
All right, the first room you enter, you know, looking through some of the personal effects belong to Henry Manis. It looks pretty normal. The room is tidy. The one thing that you see is there are a large number of empty soda bottles.
What company?
They are from the Bolton Brewing Company.
Well, I'm very curious about this soda thing, so I will pick one up and sort of sniff around the sniff the bottle a bit.
You will see there you pick up a bottle of the Moon Tree Ale. It has a nice smell, maybe some kind of fruit.
Okay. And they're all empty, all around, all the stuff.
Oh, well, there may be one or two ones with soda in them.
But unopened or just like still have
unopened? Okay. Unopened.
All right, well, maybe collect some of those.
I would like to sort of open up just their desk or poke around their pockets, see if they have receipts from any place that looks interesting, any notes, any notebooks in their pockets, that sort of thing.
In Mr. Manis's room, you do not find any notes. Everything is very... very tidy in this room. But when you open up the door to Mr. Thompson's room, it is not nearly so clean. In the bedroom, you do find a typewriter. It sits amid the rugs.
So sorry, Thompson's room is the messy one?
Yes.
And he's the one who died longer ago?
Yes.
Okay. That's interesting. Okay.
So I guess, yes, we'll poke around in Thompson's room then and do the same sort of looking for stray pieces of paper, notepads.
Okay, you find out, and there's the typewriter. There's lots and lots of soda bottles in this room. Not only do you see the Moon Tree Ale soda bottle and the Jingula Bean soda bottle, but you also see something called Jamura Pod Soda and Zunflower Elixir, which you did not see. Listed in the newspaper article.
And there also have been drunk.
And many of them have been drunk. But you do find some full soda bottles.
Okay.
You also find, let me...
Oh, look at that. We get some things. Some soda cans, soda bottles.
Yes, those are the labels on the soda bottles.
Awesome.
That'll definitely help with the spelling.
Yeah.
So there's a typewriter. Is there a trash can that's filled up with paper, or is there? I mean, is there anything that looks like? Is there anything that looks like it was put into the typewriter and typed on?
There. Oh, sorry. You do find two things. You find a map. It's a really rough sketch. And you see, it's kind of got it's just a big circle, and inside there's a square that says Bolton Brewing Company. And next to it is written, like timetables. It says shift changes on the top, and there's a sketch of the grounds. There's a fence, it shows the road going up to the factory. There's another building on the property further up that says house, and there is a circled spot on it. There is also, as you look around, a bottle of soda. Trying to open this up. A bottle of soda, and you see that there's paper crammed in it on top of the mantle.
Well, I will try to pull out the paper.
It is shoved way down in there.
Okay. In that case, I will, failing with my fingers and so forth, I will break the bottle open.
All right. You break the
bottle. I'll put it in a bag. Yeah, I'll put it in a bag and smack it. Sometimes we do that when the cork gets stuck in, you know.
All right. I'm trying to.
You break open your wine in a bag?
Well, after it's, you know, gone.
The
bag is to keep the
afterwards.
Got it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, after the bag is to keep the glass from going everywhere.
I can't seem to cut it and paste it, so I'm just going to read it. It is typed. It says, I am writing this under considerable mental strain. I am a changed man, or changing. They are dead, or perhaps worse than dead. Am I also dead? Can I believe the terrible scenes that fill my mind? I wish now H and me had never attempted to see through veil of lies and deception, truth much worse. All in my mind is confusion. Some moments know that it was Charles plots to unleash those outside ones, unleash on a vast scale. Other times memory tells me it was sodas that built Walsh, forces beyond. Tried to write report for Mox, but mind too far gone. Struggle for concentration. Can still drive. Can still get Bolton. Can still stop them before all America. Maybe the whole world tastes bitter poison. Bring other. Think shall not return as a man. Tell mother I did not suffer. Jacob Thompson.
Oh, my.
Whoa, that is something.
This is not a good sign. It seems like he has moved to another world before he died.
Yes, I can't really explain it, but it does sound like there's some sort of threat to the human health from all this.
Yeah.
I wonder if we should take these bottles and get them analyzed. I'm sure that our employer could do that quickly.
Department.
Oh, yes.
The newspaper? No, but that's a university, I'm sure, yes.
We could go talk to
Oh, yeah, we know somebody.
we did, but he's in the other scenario, and I don't have his name here. But yes.
Well, it's the same notes.
Notes.
I think. Oh, no, it's not.
Mothman is different.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, Professor Crash.
Professor Crash.
Doing the impossible. Yes, we should go talk to Professor Crash. He could analyze this and find out the ingredients.
Yes. So we will take some of these and see. Are there any sort of tools or identification or like anything that's not just a couple of, I mean, any sense of what type of work these people did? I mean, obviously they were paid to investigate, but,
I would say.
Or skeleton keys. I don't know what it would be. Any personal effects that sort of talks about them as people?
There are some wrappers from the local bakery. Nothing really.
These men were ciphers, I think you say.
Yes. I don't get the sense there's anything else here, but I think we should make our way to the university.
Yes. Yes, okay. We can do that. Take the paper, the soda. And the typewriter, I don't think she knows about. Well, there's a typewriter ribbon. We can take the typewriter ribbon.
Mm.
I'm sure somebody can do something with that.
Yes. Well, let's go to the university. We can go ask Professor Crash, but I think we should also swing by the botany department. Or the
And ask about the plants that they are using.
Yes, there's some that look a little bit odd here. This moon tree ale. Do these moon tree the plants on the moon tree, do those remind me of a swamp area I've been recently?
Boy, how paranoid are we?
We're pretty paranoid.
We're pretty paranoid.
We're
getting
there.
Yeah. They certainly are odd looking. Could be.
Well, actually, could I see if I remember any of these plants on the way we walked through the swamp for a little bit?
All right. Well, make a idea roll, an intelligence roll.
92. I am just
beautiful.
Going for it.
You are certain.
Is there any sort of advertising information that we can't read as players that we can read as characters that is interesting? In terms of, you know, what these, you know, exotic ingredients from blah, blah, blah.
I whatever's there, you can read.
Well, I can't read it, is what I'm saying.
I've zoomed in on it. I basically took the image out and put it into PowerPoint. That's why I'm zooming in. So there's a sort of weird
contains
floating with wings or something as a symbol. But, yeah.
Let's see here. How about this? And then.
I guess I could just make this picture bigger in here and see what that is. But no, it's still. Like all that, the stuff under Moon Tree Ale, the small writing is definitely
contains
here.
Carbonated water, sugar, tartaric acid, artificially flavors from beyond your imagination.
Yeah, that's
the
it.
Same artificial flavors from beyond your imagination underneath it.
Cool.
Okay. It's
registered with the U.S. Patent Office, which means they...
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes. And somewhere out there, they've got a patent for what they're doing.
Right. We could look into that.
Let's not do it this week. We'll give her a chance to panic.
Oh, and I need to collect some. I need to collect some personal items. Perhaps the pillow. The pillows, oh. I think.
Yes.
From each of them.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Let's go.
Sorry, just 1 minute. Where are their shoes? Is there anything unusual about their shoes? Are their shoes covered in mud? Is it a weird color mud?
They're wearing shoes when they died?
They may have more than one pair, my friend.
Oh.
They might have work shoes and dress shoes, for example.
Make a luck roll.
Ah, switch dice. That's going to do it for us. It's a hard success.
You do find a second pair of shoes in Manus's room, and they do have mud on them.
Hmm. All right. Well, I will take special note of that mud and its colors and properties and such in case I see it again sometime later.
Okay.
The Mudman.
Mudman. Okay, so you are then heading to Arkham or to Miskatonic?
We are. We should have left a note, but I'm sure Mr. Yarbrough will know to come to my office on campus. It's the only logical place for us to meet.
Mr. Yarbrough, Mr. Ferrier, do you have things after the coroner's office that you wish to do?
I have a couple ideas, Archie. How about you?
Bolton's just a couple of miles away.
I was thinking maybe a stop by the city hall first, and you could maybe have a chat with some local police to see what the bootlegging operation is like down that way so we don't find ourselves wound up in the river. And maybe while we're there, I could look up some records or something about this Bolton Brewing Company. That's a suggestion.
Wouldn't that be better done in Bolton? Bolton police will have a better idea of that.
It's true. Only a few hours away.
Miles.
No, a few miles.
Miles away.
A few miles, not hours. I'm sorry.
You can walk if you want to, Yarbrough. I'm not walking.
Your experience is paying off again, Archie. I'm following your lead, buddy.
And that's why I feel older than him.
Yeah,
so I guess we're driving out to Bolton.
Okay. Where in Bolton are you headed?
Well, I would start with the police.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was thinking while he does that.
Yarbrough can go to the city hall and I'll go to the police.
Yeah, city hall or library or someplace they keep records.
Okay. There is a library. There obviously is a kind of a town hall. The town hall and the police department are attached to each other.
Perfect. We don't have to split too much.
Remarkably convenient.
Mm-hmm. All right. Can I help you, gentlemen? The detective at the police department desk asks.
Hi, good day, Detective Sergeant
Shields.
Is he a sergeant? Is he a detective? What's the rank on
him? Sergeant.
Sergeant Shields, Archie Ferrier, formerly NYPD. How are you today, sir?
Good, sir. Enjoying the life of a civilian, are we?
Oh, work, work, work. It is what it is.
Well, what brings you to Bolton?
I understand you pulled a body out of the river recently. Henry Manis?
Let's see here. Yes. Yes, we did.
Well, we're looking
for a plotter.
We're looking at Manis for possible involvement in some things back in New York. I'm wondering if I might have a look at that car.
Oh. Well. So you're working for the, but you're not a detective in New York anymore.
That is correct.
So who are you working for?
The good people of the city of New York. Aren't we all just public servants?
All right. You can tell it to the detective. Let me go get Detective Ciccione for you. He chuckles and he heads off, and a older, kind of portly detective rumbles out, and he's just like, "Private eye, we're policemen. That's all right. Come on back. How can I help you?"
"Detective Ciccione, nice to meet you. Archie Ferrier."
"It's a pleasure. Who's your young friend there?"
"Oh, Yarborough? He's headed next door to the...
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Wow.
I smile and wave.
Smile and wave. All right. Well, what can I tell you about mobs dumping bodies in the nearby towns?"
"You get that a lot up here?"
A little bit. There's this bend in the Miskatonic River. It's really outside this little tiny town of Wilmington. I think it's a good place to just give the car a good shove. It goes down across the old pasture, the Swain family farm, and then the car ends up in the drink."
"Well, I'll be darned. I have to admit, you know, us New Yorkers we're pretty arrogant. I mean, never thought that kind of thing happened outside the city. You get that a lot up here."
"Well, enough that we know what's going on, and I'm old enough and smart enough to keep my nose out of it. I have small children that I want to see grow up and fly the nest. I don't want to get mixed up in any mob stuff."
"Well, that's a good policy, if I may say so, Detective."
"No.
This recent one of yours, Henry Manis?"
"Yeah. Last week? This week? Beginning of this weekend, last week. I don't remember."
Who would? I'm sure it's not important. I don't suppose you still have his car in the impound?"
"We do. Well... it couldn't really be driven. It took over to a local scrapyard. Let's see here. There were some sodden rental papers in the glove box made out to Manis there. They were taken. They were registered to the Ballard's Auto Lot in Arkham. There was one a few weeks ago to the same place, too. So,
that would have been tough.
Yeah. I don't know if it was one of the Arkham crime gangs that rubbed him out or something bigger."
"You dropped both cars over at these, at Ballard's?"
No, they're from Ballard's."
"Oh, no, I'm sorry. Took them to, okay, they were rented from Ballard's."
"Yeah, they're just at the local scrapyard at the end of town."
"Okay. I don't suppose you'd mind if I went out and took a look at them?"
"Be my guest. But really, Mob stuff is dirty stuff.
Well, it happens when you get big business. I understand this Bolton Brewing of yours is taking off.
Ah, I hear they've got big plans. Some new fancy flavors coming out. I'm kind of looking forward to trying this stuff. The missus is into some bubbly pep stuff. But I think we should support the locals. Bolton was a big deal here in town. There's not much in Bolton. So there's the leather works. But this means employment to a lot of our local fellas. One of the gentlemen who wishes to date my daughter, works over there. And it's good work. It's hopefully steady work. So I'd like to see him succeed.
Good local.
Why?
A good local family business? Who wouldn't?
Right. The Walshes have been in this town for over 100 years. They're pillars of our society.
Walshes. Mr. Walsh got a good thing going here. I hope he succeeds for everyone's, for the town's sake.
Yes. I hope so.
Well,
don't think that the Walshes are mixed up in this? Is that what you are suggesting?
Oh, no, not in the slightest. Not in the slightest. I'm just, couldn't help but notice the signs coming in, and we've been hearing good things about Bolton Brewing. Definitely looking to try what they got.
All right.
Never been up here before, so just wanted to take the opportunity to ask about them. That's all.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. Oh, okay. Well, if I can be of further assistance, let me know.
I will certainly do that. Thank you, Detective. And I will amble out and find this junkyard.
All right. Mr. Yarborough.
Yes, ma'am.
You stand before the city hall clerk.
Excellent. So I will puff my chest out, stand a little straighter, smile broadly, and say, "Hi, I'm a reporter." How are you today?
Well, I am so pleased to hear it. I'm doing well, young Mr. Reporter. How can I help you?
Yeah, Jacob Yarborough from a paper down in is it in Arkham?
New York.
New York. New York. I'm from a paper up in New York. We're doing a special piece about soda pops. You know, all of them. That Coca-Cola, that Dr. Pepper, that Moxie, Bubbly Pop, and it's my job to come on down here and take a look into this Bolton Soda Company that you have, just to get some information on it so we can do, kind of a comparative piece. Some records.
Well, you chose the best soda to look into, young man. Let me tell you. I know the Boltons have it. You're lucky this time. Well, you certainly are. I know that Bolton hasn't always been in the soda business. I mean, they were obviously brewing beer before this Prohibition Act, but I like their orange and cherry quite well, and they're coming out with that Moon Tree Ale. I'm really curious about that.
You don't say. That's a new flavor, huh?
A new flavor, and there's another one. I can't pronounce it. Some kind of bean.
Wow. I lean over real quick and say, do they grow all their in kind of a conspiratorial way. They grow all their stuff locally here in Bolton, or, you know, is our moon bean or moon trees something you have growing nearby? I haven't heard of those.
Well, I have no idea what they are myself. They probably don't want me to know either.
Oh, I understand. Brewing secrets. Well,
exactly.
Yeah. Maybe I could have some look at, you know, I don't know, some of your records. See, or you could help me figure out when they were founded and, you know, the ownership, you know, things like that. Just some good old-fashioned facts for our articles. Really make it sing.
Sure. Let's see here. Well, you know that the little library has the complete collection of our newspaper, the Bolton Republican.
Okay.
That would probably be a place to go. Let's see. I do have a record of the company being founded in 1820 by Hiram Walsh.
1820. Is it still in the family?
Yes, the current owners are Charles and Delia Walsh. They inherited it upon their parents' death in, I remember that. It was a horrible carriage accident. Oh, what, 10, 15 years ago? It was such a sad thing, those two children.
That was after I was born.
Oh. You sweet thing. But they've been working really hard on keeping the doors open. It's I don't think that they really thought that prohibition would go into effect, but they've been working really hard to keep things on the up and up.
Oh, yeah. I understand they used to have some, and I give her a little wink, more sophisticated flavors.
It was just good old beer.
Oh, gosh, yeah. And they're still in town, you say?
Oh, yes. Their mansion is on the brewery grounds. If you go out there, you'll see it. It's kind of up on the hill, right above the brewery.
Okay. That sounds good. I guess there's no real records with a... I need to look at with the nice, all this nice information. But you say the library is nearby and they have a section over there that I could take a look into?
Yes, if you just go across the street and down one block, they would probably have something more. Oh, the librarian over there, Alice, she's real good about clipping local articles and things.
Oh, that's fantastic. Can I tell her you sent me?
Oh, of course you can, love.
Oh, that makes my day. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
And I will saunter out, again strutting proudly at this big-time reporter business, and head for the library.
All right. Miss LaForge and Mr. Kent.
Yes.
Yes. You go to the Miskatonic University and call on Dr. Crash.
Yep. I guess so.
Yes.
He was a chemist?
Yes, he was a professor in chemistry. I was trying to suck up to him in hopes that someday that if my other job didn't work out, I have some chemistry. I thought maybe I could get a job with him.
Hopefully he is still a professor of chemistry.
Yes. Oh, he wasn't transformed, was he?
Oh, yes. Yes, he was. So you find no Professor Crash at the university.
Mysteriously disappeared, yes.
He mysteriously disappeared.
Well, but, you know, his lab is unsupervised, and you have
exactly.
Chemistry.
Exactly. Yeah? I have chemistry of sorts.
I'm
sure I wouldn't
have stepped
up to the new chemistry professor.
Exactly.
Perhaps I would have applied to be it, although with Like 21, I don't think that's a good idea, but, you know.
Not ideal.
Yes, so I will go and find whoever is the current chair of the chemistry department.
Okay. You find Dr. Chemistry.
Dr. Elements, good to meet you.
Dr. Elements. yes, sir.
Professor Kent here, and Mr. Forge as well, also professor here. We were wondering if we could draw upon your expertise, or perhaps that of a grad student.
Oh, indeed. And how can we help you?
Well, and I will look at Miss LaForge and for sort of starting in. We're concerned that there's a public health issue with this soda. We have reason to believe that that people that consume large quantities of it, they may not go right in the head. And
I have been looking at some psychological profiles of the people who have been consuming this beverage, and yes, we believe that there is something that is affecting their minds, and we would like to investigate the ingredients to see what might be in there. It's a research project.
Okay. Can I see your numbers, your research?
Well, much like Freud, it's an N of one right now.
Two.
Well, we only have
Freud number. Oh, right.
And I will pull out look at you expectantly to pull out the piece of paper.
Yes. This is from an interview that we did with one of the subjects. Just an example.
Oh.
I happen to have this with me.
It was in a room with many, many bottles of this soda.
It was an interview that I had with one of the subjects, remember?
I see. Scientists,
they don't keep track of the facts very well.
No, you changed the facts from where we started, but that's fine, Professor.
I didn't, but
Doesn't seem very rigorous to me. Well, let's see.
In any case, this is the symptom. We are really looking to find the cause, and expect that it is likely to be in the soda.
Oh, Bolton soda. I've heard of that. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's one of the new flavors. I didn't think they were out yet.
Yes.
I give it a try?
Flavors.
Well, as we've just sort of discussed, there's some concerns.
Of course.
It's a scientific study. We haven't taken you through human subjects profiling yet. It would be inappropriate. You would potentially.
But you can buy it in the corner store, I think,
yes.
No?
Yes. In fact, if you have them, we'll get it for you.
Well, the new flavors I didn't think were available yet.
They're not, no. We're doing a little advanced research before it hits the shelves. Public health issue.
All right. Well, if you wish to leave it with me, I can try to break it down. I won't be able to probably tell you exactly what's in it. I mean, you know, this percentage of sugar, that percentage of caffeine.
That's really the mind-altering drugs would be of the most interest. Some of the long. I sort of look to Kent. The long organic compounds?
Yes. The more complex ones that are, you know, more likely to have longevity within the brain structure. Those are what we're interested in. Obviously, caffeine and that sort of thing is of useful from a health perspective in general, but we're looking for things that are unusual in this situation.
Indeed.
Yeah.
All right. I will.
Could we come by tomorrow and pick up the results?
I will do my best.
Excellent.
And I would recommend not, perhaps, drinking it, like any other chemicals that you are testing.
It has been passed for food, has it not?
I'm not sure. I did not see anything that it was has been tested outside of the brewery.
Okay, interesting. Scary. Interesting.
Yeah. Yes.
Scary. Very good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Perhaps we should go and see a botanist about if they can identify any of these odd-looking fruits and such.
Ah, yes, of course.
Okay. So you head over to the botany department and in the biology area.
Yeah, or if they have one of those botanical garden type operations, that would probably be work just as well.
Yeah.
I don't think I've read anything about a botanical garden at Miskatonic.
Same, we'll have to start one.
This is your chance to make your mark, but you know.
Exactly. The new
other people go ahead and make edition. That for you. I mean, there's going to be at least 20 people that are going to know you did it first.
But over in biology, you do find somebody who is interested in botany. And it's just like you just have pictures, but not actually any plants for me to identify.
Quite so.
Okay. Well.
We perhaps have some names as well.
Okay.
Well, they're on the label there. You can see they've identified what it's called.
Yes, we are wondering if you know anything about these plants, where they come from, if they have any known psychotropic properties, anything like that.
Oh. Well, let's see. Well, this moon tree here, actually it kind of looks like a bald cypress. I can't really tell, but that looks like it's just Spanish moss hanging off of it. Could be wrong. Jingle bean. I've never heard of a jingle bean. Jingle bean. Interesting. I'll write that one down. All right. And these other ones. Well, this looks like it came off the Canon label for plums.
The Jamurapod?
Yes. It's kind of difficult to tell, but that leaf there, I don't want to say for sure, but it looks like this might just be art.
Well, do you know the name Jamurapod at all?
I don't, and I haven't heard of this Jun flower. Jun?
Your guess is as good as ours.
Yes, I've never heard of that either. I have heard of Bolton Brewing Company, but...
Yes.
Is there somebody who specializes in exotic plants?
Or even just dabbles in it, yes.
We could also perhaps speak with a linguist and perhaps find out where these names are from, likely. It is a nice riddle.
This is a riddle. These are interesting. They sound But they sound tasty. Sure. Let me. And he writes down Jamurapod and Jingula Bean and the Zune Flower. And he's just like, I don't mind asking you around. It is a bit of a puzzle. And I like a puzzle.
Ah, thank you. Dr. LaPlante.
Ozonized for your protection. Interesting.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Ozonized? Oh, well, right there on the top. It says, this beverage is or ozonized?
Ozonized.
Ozonized.
Oh, with protection. Ozone.
Ozonized. Oh, yes. Yes, I have heard of ozone. Interesting. Well.
Yes, I wonder what that does. Perhaps Dr. Elements will have something to say about that.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for your time. We'll swing by tomorrow and see what you might have found out.
Yes, that will be interesting.
Do you think, Dr. Kent, that we should spend some time in the library to see if we can find anything to this? I could go myself.
Yes, like. That might be best. I have some work to take care of.
Yes.
Yes.
And I think that it is probably best here on campus that you not introduce me as a professor.
I thought
you know that had not worked out yet.
Oh, no, I
there was
not.
No interview, and then I have been working on other things.
Oh, well, I'm terribly sorry.
Thank you. Yes. But,
All right. Well, Mr. Ferrier, you make it over to the Wreckers.
Yep.
Can I help you, sir?
Good afternoon, Mr.
Edwards.
Edwards, Archie Ferrier, formerly New York City Police Department. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing well, Mr. Ferrier. How can I help you?
Detective Lucioni sent me over. He said you had the cars that they've pulled out of the river recently.
Oh, yes, yes. The ones from over by Wilmington?
Those would
sure.
Be like to take a look at them, if I might.
You can the one from earlier this week. That first one we already stripped down. But here you go. This Ford here.
Oh, why, thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'll take a look at the car in the trunk, in the wheel wells, inside, under the seats. Glove box, whatever. I will give it a thorough searching.
Well, it doesn't take a spot hidden to find many empty soda bottles.
Are they Bolton Brewing soda bottles?
They are.
I will snap a few pictures of the car and of the soda bottles. Are they of the Moon Tree, Najimurapod, Jingula Bean, and Zune Flower variety?
They are, although mostly of the Moon Tree and Jingula Bean.
Okay. And are they empties or are they not empties?
They are very empty.
Okay.
Full of river water.
Lovely, yes. Okay, I will snap a few pictures and finish giving the car a thorough search.
Yeah, Mr. Edward comes out. And he's just like, I think Officer Ciccione took some stuff out of the glove box.
That was my understanding. I'd just like to take a look. I'm sure he didn't miss anything, but I'd like to get an idea of what the victim was looking at. Are there the... it said that their hands were tied to the steering... Were tied to the steering wheel? Lashed.
Yes.
Are the remnants of the lashings still there?
Make a luck roll.
Okay. I would not be so lucky. Pretty sure. Yep.
All right. You don't see anything.
Okay. Are there... I guess that doesn't make sense. Okay. I think that's it then.
You think that's it?
I think so.
All right. Mr. Yarborough.
Yes, ma'am. Head her to the library.
Over to the library. Bolton has a small lending library. Okay. And a matronly looking woman meets you at the desk. Always at the desk in this scenario.
Research.
Working. Yep. Yep. So I will say, hello, Miss, I forgot her name. Miss whoever.
I'm Alice Smithers, young man. How can I help you?
How are you, Miss Smithers? That nice lady over at the City Hall Records told me she would call over and let you know I was coming. My name is Jacob Yarborough, and I'm with the big New York newspaper.
Oh, my.
Yes, ma'am. Came to town to do a special article just on your Bolton soda. I was wondering if you had some information I could look up.
Oh, well, you do have to be a member of the library here in Bolton to use it.
I don't live too far away. Do you think I could maybe get a library card today?
Oh, well, here's the application. It is $1 a year to be a member.
That's okay. The newspaper, my newspaper per diem will just cover that.
Well, aren't we lucky?
Yes, ma'am. It's big time up in New York.
What are you looking for? Can I help you, or do you just want to putter around?
Maybe I'll putter around a little bit, and if there's some things I can't quite find, I'll come see you. Does that sound okay, ma'am?
That sounds just fine.
All right.
You know I see a bright future for you, young man.
Oh, gosh. Thank you. So, I'm thinking of looking for a few things.
All right.
One is the Hiram Walsh, excuse me, the suspicious, I think, carriage accident back in the 1800s. I wonder if there is some bootlegger activity or something around that time. It was only about 10 years ago or something. Well, I guess it wouldn't have to be bootlegging then. But still, I want to see if there's anything, any rumors of organized crime ties between them or the current owners. The two younger Walshes, who I'm sure are much older than me. And I'd also like to do some research into some of the patents they have and see maybe if there's any information on this new flavor moon tree that was mentioned to me. Anything like that.
Okay. Well, you can make a library roll.
Okay. Oh, I was messing with my dice and I set them somewhere differently. That's going to be a normal success.
Okay. You find that the Walshes were early settlers in Bolton. They do seem to be the who's who in town. You definitely see in the society pages, they often talk about them. Mm-hmm. Yes, Delia and Charles inherited the soda when the company, the then beer company, when their parents died in a carriage accident 10 years ago. It looks like the carriage accident had to do with a flash flood and the road being washed out. It doesn't seem to have anything to do with bootleggers.
Gotcha. It wasn't the same area or anything like that.
No.
Okay.
The brewing company itself was founded in 1820 by Hiram Walsh. Mm-hmm. It is said to have he created much gossip around town when he disappeared without a trace in 1832. The prevailing theory was that he fell into a vat of his own beer, although there is no record of his body ever being recovered. There are several pictures of the family through time. There is one that catches your eye, and in it you see the lovely Rose Cummings hanging on the arms of Charles Walsh, while the caption, you know, also says that Delia is in the picture, but the young lady that must be has her head turned away from the camera. This picture is from 1927.
My.
You do also find that a fire ripped through the Bolton Brewing Company exactly 20 years ago this month. A firefighter died in the blaze.
Can I ask a quick clarification? When did you say that I found the picture with Rose Cummings on his arm? It's 24 now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well,
it's okay.
Playing fast and loose with the dates
with
here.
With the dates, yeah, sorry.
So we'll make that 1917.
A few years ago. Okay, perfect. Okay, sorry. Please go ahead about the fire.
You see a little article about a fire. Fireman dies in brew blaze. Bolton. A fire broke out in the brewing plant of the Bolton Brewing Company, which was promptly attended by local fire department. The firemen were surprised by the ferocity of the blaze, which burned uncommonly hot, given the small size. Two firemen, J.H. Parton and A.B. Taft, were claimed by the flames. The company laid blame for the fire to a new brew ingredients and a patent process they are presently trialing.
That was 20 years ago?
That was 20 years ago.
Can I find any articles to find if it's like ever since they had to go off the beer, if they're, you know, struggling or, you know, I just want to see if they have trying these new ingredients or something, if they're worse off, if they're suddenly better off, if they're trying to save the company from bankruptcy, things like that. Good days, bad days for the company. What's going on now?
You know, there's nothing that is so
lost again.
Blatant.
What?
Steve?
Oh, he's disappeared. So while he's gone, when did this guy disappear? Who disappeared? Is it Hiram Walsh who disappeared?
Hiram Walsh.
And
yes.
When did he disappear?
He disappeared in 1832.
Okay. Sorry, I my call dropped. Did you hear any of what I was saying?
Nope.
You wanted to find out if there are hints of either the company being in trouble or...
Right, yeah. If they're prospering since the beer is down or if they're on the verge of bankruptcy and are desperate for new flavors, things like that.
You don't find anything in the library itself about that.
Okay.
None of the clippings that have been put together in the file say anything about that.
Do I find anything about the moon tree ingredients?
No.
Okay. Okay. unless my normal success turns up anything I can't think of, I guess I'm done.
Okay.
Give a big thank you to the lady at the desk and wander out. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to look for if they have a diner or like a pharmacy with a soda pop machine or something like that. I'm going to look for some place I can get some Bolton sodas and make it like an obvious place so that I can wait on my partner whenever he's done.
Okay. You do find a soda fountain outside, a little diner, little sandwich shop kind of place. And they do have Bolton sodas proudly displayed, but not any of the new flavors.
Okay. I will order up one of the older ones. And it's probably lunchtime or so. We've been, I don't know, is it, I guess, afternoon or is it getting towards evening?
It's in late afternoon, we'll say.
Yeah, okay. So he's growing. He can get himself a sandwich.
Oh, yes. And they carry the orange and the cola flavor.
Oh, I think I'm going to splurge. It's on the paper. Why don't I have one of each?
Ooh, you are a big spender, young fella. That'll be 15 cents.
Here you go.
And he hands you your ham and cheese and your two Bolton sodas.
Sounds good. I'll sit at the counter near the window and keep an eye out for old Archie.
All right. Mr. Ferrier?
So once I'm finished at the scrapyard, I will just walk back and look for Mr. Yarborough.
If you're looking for Archie to walk by Mr. Yarborough, I'm sure you spot him.
But he doesn't say anything.
But he doesn't say anything about it. So,
I'll walk to the other end of town.
Where is that kid? All right, on that note, we'll go to the Arkham Library. Miss Lafarge, that's where you are?
Yes. You all right there?
Yeah. Mouthful of sandwich and soda, sorry.
So I will see if I can do some research on these beans and flowers and pods and so forth. And maybe on ozonization.
Ozonization. Well, make your library roll.
That is a hard success.
Okay, a hard success. You find that ozonization is a process that ozone water systems to dissolve ozone into water for water treatment.
Does it talk about what it is treating? Bacteria or flavor or?
It's talks about ozone being produced from oxygen and it's kind of a oxygenating, over oxygenating the water. It seems to remediate groundwater. Treating water that's polluted to filter it, a water filtration system.
All right, so that may just be something that happens beforehand. And then anything on these plants and all the good stuff?
You don't... The moon tree ale doesn't seem... You don't really come up with anything for that. Let's see, the jingula. When you try to look for jingula, it comes up with some reference to a dialect in Southeast Asia, but that's it.
Okay.
You don't find anything on the Xian flower or the pods either.
Okay. Well, hopefully the botanist will have better luck. It might almost be seance time.
Maybe seance time. Did Mr. Kent have something that he wanted to do?
I don't think he did, because he's a little afraid of the libraries, which is an unusual situation given his occupation. But I think that he's just going to go back to his office and wait till everybody else shows up.
Or perhaps, all right.
Yeah.
Well, Miss Lafarge, do you wish to reach beyond?
I do, but I don't know if I wish to do that before heading to see Dr. Kent and sort of regrouping. I think that that's something I might do tonight in the privacy of my home after we have, said that we'll meet for breakfast or whatever. So I will go to the office. After a couple hours at the library, I'll stop by again at... Professor Kent's office, just to see if anything interesting is happening.
All right. And Mr. Yarborough, Mr. Ferrier, is there anything else you wish to do in Bolton?
No, I will kind of bang on the glass with a mouthful of sandwich, knock back my soda, and step outside to Archie. And I think I've got about everything I got. I was looking for Archie. Are you ready to go back?
Yep, I think we should.
Compare notes along the way, is particularly the Rose Cummings photograph. That's interesting, right?
And what was interesting about it? It didn't pop up in the notes. So.
Oh, she was on the arm of one of the Walshes about... 7 years ago or something. So she has in a society picture. So she apparently has a history with the Walshes, and this may be a bit of a personal nature, not just business.
Or maybe she was trying to get business information.
Yeah, and maybe she... maybe she's the one who killed her own people to make it look like the wash is done.
After having been thrown over.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It's just an interesting fact. She knows more than she's letting on, I bet.
Yes. She is the fishy one.
Yes.
Well, I assume you try to meet up with the doctors Kent and Lafarge.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I had a visitor. I missed that part.
But you will, yeah. We're just heading, as you head back to Bolton.
Yes.
From Bolton.
Yes.
Yep, we'll find him somehow.
Okay. Well, then you all get together and share information.
Wow. It seems like tomorrow we may know much more than we know today.
You mean when you get the results back?
Yes, there's the lab results, and yes.
So you think something is in this new ingredients, these sodas, like this moon tree, and gosh, I was going to try some. Glad I didn't.
It might be best not to.
Yes, the odd note talked about Charles Plott. I assume that's Charles Walsh.
Sounds right.
But I don't know if he meant plot. It's hard to figure if he means plot as in, you know, scheme or plot as in a whole.
Charles is plot? Or?
I couldn't. We never Rachel? Got a copy.
Oh. Yeah. I will make sure to get that in the notes next time because I don't have it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, from the look of this map, he in these timetables with the watch, it looks like old was it Manus? I'm sorry, yes, way up top the notes. Oh, it looks like Manus was planning on doing a little bit of investigating himself. Do you think the Walshes yes. might be tied up with some of the bootleggers?
I don't know that there is any necessity for bootlegging in this story.
Well, just because, you know, that's what bootleggers do is they, gosh, you think the Walshes may have killed Manus and Thompson themselves then and pushed them into the river?
Well, or arranged for it, yes.
This soda pop is big business. It's dangerous.
Well, it is a large amount of money if your family has always relied on it and suddenly it's being threatened by outside interests, I could see. It certainly would be a motive for murder, and I think it's interesting that 20 years ago, just now, they had a fire that they blamed on trying out a new brewing process, and here they are trying out a new brewing process.
New flavors. Do you think we should look into the patent?
So you think they've been working on it for 20 years, or do you think...
suspect they put the recipe away because of the disaster that occurred, and only in desperate times they've pulled it back out.
They don't seem to be in too much trouble right now.
What are you talking about? The newspaper article said that the outside interests were threatening their very livelihood.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking financially. You're right.
Well, they're not a public company, so we don't know what they're doing privately. But certainly, if Boston and Providence and that Moxie from Maine are coming in, they may feel that they are in a bit of trouble.
That's true.
I wonder, Mr. Yarborough, if you think you'd be the sort that could pose as a. As a worker, maybe you could go and work in the factory.
sure. I don't know that I have. Do you think we'll be here long enough for me to get hired and get a shift and everything? I mean, that's the newspapers work pretty well so far.
Yes, you could pose as a reporter, as you have been doing.
At this. This Jacob clouds up. Don't see your name on the business card.
Okay.
Maybe that's exactly the type of person they wouldn't want in there. You're right.
Yes. Well, you know, one thing we could do would be to go, we know what the timetable is for guards. We could go and take a look at these odd locations on this map tonight.
Jacob has been known to do such things, but just the houses. Let's not go to the factory. Never done that before.
Well, there's a house on here, and then there's a circled spot.
Well, the house is their mansion. That's where they live.
And we got information that said it's on the grounds. So I think it's a big, big conflict.
So that would serve as a location. So I didn't know if it was it's so poorly mapped, if it was their house or if it was something else.
The big circle.
Well, the circle might be something else, yes.
That's right? True. Yeah,
well, you know, if house meant like their mansion, or the house like we found in the swamp with that poor unfortunate boy.
Yeah.
I mean, we're making assumptions based on, you know, no information, but we could drive out there and sneak up on the property.
I wonder if they're growing those ingredients
from the fence.
Yeah. I wonder if they're growing those ingredients on the property. Maybe that's a small grove of moon trees or something like that.
It is also possible that these ingredient names are not real.
Mm.
They may that's just true. Be marketing.
Fanciful.
Yes.
I got to tell you, it makes me nervous after seeing Manus's body. You guys didn't see him. He looks pretty rough.
Well, then why not tomorrow we meet here, we get the information, and then we'll pretend to be out just touring around the grounds out there.
On a lark, yeah. And if they turn us down, we can go back that night.
We can have a picnic.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Okay. Well, then I think next week we will start with the picnic at the Bolton Grounds.
Well, first I will have my dreaming episode.
Yes.
Oh, your seance with the candles.
My seance. Since I now have, now I have the professional seance leader, as well as, since I'm at home with...
Oh, your friends, right.
My friend, yeah. I could have sworn I gave her a name.
Kind listeners will write in, I'm sure.
Yeah. And Cora Ewing.
Oh, now she's dead.
What?
Once you name an NPC.
Is dead?
No, once you name somebody, they... They're now a target.
Oh, she's a PPC.
Oh, okay.
A pre-PC. I'm not allowed to die yet.
Cool. All right. Well, awesome. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right.
Got a lot of information. Thanks,
Rachel. Did you say you wrote this, or?
I did.
That's great. Yeah.
I did. So, I think Dean is... He's looking for an artist. I think he's just finishing up the editing, and he actually made, so when I ran this for my homebrew group, as a test run, I made soda labels up and put them on. I got some Mexican sodas from the grocery store, and we had a soda tasting.
Oh, nice. And, cool. Now, did you tell them what the original sodas were, or did you just say this is...
Afterwards, we talked about... Some of them knew, I had like a tamarind and an apple soda. Mm-hmm. Guava is really sweet. Don't get the pink stuff. but that so tickled Dean that he made up those labels. It was really, really nice. So... I don't have a lot of the stuff, I'm just not really good with my little laptop with cutting and pasting. So getting it over, I don't know why I'm so bad at this.
Yeah, it's tricky to get stuff both for physical and for digital.
Mm-hmm. Well, they look great. Yeah.
Oh, he made those. They look incredible. Mine were just, you know, little hand drawings that I made. Just big enough to fit over the soda bottle. It's just like, these are so fancy, but they won't, they would wrap all the way around a soda bottle. I'm not sure. Do you know what I mean?
Well, they might be made for the fat. I know there's some like beer bottles and that were fat and shorter.
Yeah.
Oh, like the red stripe bottles or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or they would fit well on a 2 liter bottle, but
Oh, yeah.
But they're beautiful. Yeah. They're so beautiful. So, but yeah, this is, you can blame this on me.
Oh, we will. Don't worry.
Yes.
When we all go crazy.
Crazy.
Right. And our characters.
And our characters, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Rachel. Yeah, I'm really enjoying it.
Thanks, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Till next time.
Good time.
Till next time. All right, good night, guys.
Take care.
Night.